Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. There is an ongoing effort in St. Louis to increase the level of overall police accountability and transparency. The city's Civilian Oversight Board has been in operation for 2 years. The board's function is to investigate complaints made against the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. There are new calls to increase the board's power to do that. With me in studio, board members Nicole Barton, Executive Director, and joined by Heather Hyland and Aaron Banks. And I thank you all so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Nicole, let me begin with you. Just to be sure that everybody understands exactly what the COB is and does, tell me specifically what the mandate of it is.
So the ordinance was created to have a separate, independent, transparent department that would review, analyze, and investigate alleged police misconduct.
Just as simple as that?
Just as simple as that.
What form does this investigation take? Do you establish a panel of some sort and talk to officers involved and victims, civilians, whomever?
Yes, so if a person believes that they have had their rights violated or that they have had an encounter with a police officer that they believe is misconduct on the officer's part, they can come to our office and fill out a complaint form. Those complaint forms are then sent over to the Internal Affairs Division for an initial investigation. Internal Affairs Division has 90 days to complete their initial investigation. Those files that would contain any police reports, audio, video, complainants interview, witnesses interview. If it has been escalated, police officers interviews, medical reports, anything involving the investigative file is turned back over to the Civilian Oversight Board, and we review those files. We meet, our board meets once a month, and then the board analyzes the facts and evidence that's contained in the file, and they vote to either agree or not agree with internal affairs findings and recommendations.
Simple majority vote?
Yes.
Aaron Banks, how has it been going working with the police? I know not all officers are real happy with this process.
I would imagine there's some that are not. It's been going fairly well. I'm actually the newest member. Mm-hmm. I've been around since February, right? Yeah. So it's going pretty well. I think we have a really good process, and I think just in the time that I've actually gotten on the board, it's come a long way. So I'm very proud of the process and look forward to all the changes that will happen.
Heather Hyland, basically, what are the kinds of complaints that you've been getting over these 2 years? Have you been on the board since the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been on the board since August 2015. Okay. We generally get complaints regarding police misconduct, abuse of force, discourtesy. Some people feel that the police are not following what they view to be police procedures. And as a result of some of the complaints we get, we've recommended some updates in the police department policy.
And what has happened to those recommendations?
Well, we have an interim police chief right now, so mm-hmm. we have not received any response from him. But I think we're all hoping he will either respond or when we do get a new police commissioner that he will be active and participate with us in trying to update and improve our codes of conduct for our police officers.
Nicole, do you have the sense that that people who have complaints are coming to you, or all people with complaints coming to you?
We are not getting all the complaints. The complaints have to be filed on our form, the Joint Civilian Complaint Form, in order for us to review those complaints. So if they're not filed on our forms, if someone goes into the police station and they want to complain about an officer and they file a complaint directly with the police department without it being on our forms, we are not seeing all of the complaints. And we're currently working towards logistically being able to view more of the complaints.
Do you think that folks may be shy away from filing a complaint for fear of potential retaliation?
We hope not. You know, our ordinance is very clear. There's no toleration for retaliation. And if somebody felt that they were being retaliated against, they would be able to come back to us and that would be investigated as well. Mm-hmm. And the department does not condone retaliation.
Yeah. Aaron, do you have the sense that the board, I know you're the newest member, just, mm-hmm. just 6 months, 7 months, whatever it's been, do you have the sense that the board has all of the tools it needs to properly conduct an investigation?
I feel that we have a great deal of the tools that we need. I know what would be really nice to see is something, see a board that's a little bit more autonomous possibly. But overall, we share information with internal affairs for the most part, and we're able to request information. It goes back and forth. So we have a lot of the tools we need, but no, is it perfect? Not yet. But again, like I said, even since February, I've seen a great deal of changes regarding the information we're getting, such as, for example, we're able to review Garrity statements of officers and things like that, which are really important for us to be able to make the decisions that we need to make.
What tools do you think are lacking?
Oh, wow. I think that, and this is also coming from a community's perspective, I think tools that will allow us to show that to prove our transparency and to show our autonomy to a greater degree so that citizens will have the trust that you just mentioned and that they'll be at ease with filing a complaint with us and that so they'll know that they can come to us instead of internal affairs or the police department and that they'll get their grievances met.
Heather is a longtime member of the board. Do you feel that you have everything you need to operate effectively?
I think at the moment we have enough to get done what we need to get done. If we get a file and we think we're missing some information or if we think that they have not completed an investigation and there's more people they need to talk to, we will send the file back and they will follow up and do the investigation as we've requested. So to that end, I think that it's working fine. I guess from a criminal defense lawyer's perspective, my only issue is people hesitating to file claims because they have to make a statement to us. And if you have a criminal case pending, a lot of people don't want to make a statement for fear it's used against them. And it would be nice if we had some sort of tool or some sort of way to protect people with criminal cases pending who could make a statement without fear that could be used against them in their criminal case in the future.
Nicole, same question to you as leader of the board. What do you feel you might need to be more effective?
I agree with both Aaron and Heather that we're working towards being able to have more strength in our board, being able to have a little bit more power. The community has been asking for subpoena power. And my response to that is at the point that we may need it someday, it would be great to have. We have not needed it so far. We have been able to get all the information that we've asked for. Anything that I've asked for from the department, it's been given to us. An injunction was filed against our department previously regarding the Garrity statements, but we have since...
Just explain what the Garrity statements are.
So Garrity statements are those statements that officers make. When there is a complaint filed against an officer and they are brought in for the interview, those statements are protected, like Miranda statements. Mm-hmm. And so initially they did not want us to get those statements, but those statements are very much needed so that the officer has a chance to be able to say what happened from their perspective. So if we just have a complainant and a witness saying this is what they felt or seen or they're alleging, and we don't have an officer to be able to say, what they seen or what they encountered, that's not fair to the officer's end. So those are much needed to complete an entire investigative file.
I'm glad you brought up the subpoena power because that is getting a lot of, prompting a lot of discussion
yes.
these days. And it just seems to me that's an important link. I mean, it really gives you some muscle to conduct a complete investigation. And yet I sense a reluctance on your part to say we need to have this.
I believe that at some point in time we will eventually need subpoena power, but as of now, we have not needed it. So that's what I've been saying when people ask me about it. Like I said, when we get to the point that we need it, when we're doing an investigation that we need to subpoena paperwork from the court or compel someone to come in and testify, we would love to have that. But as from the date of inception to this point, we've gotten everything that we've asked for without the subpoena power.
That would have to be done legislatively, to make that work.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Aaron, about that?
About subpoena power?
Yeah.
I think that would be better for us to obtain that sooner than later. Yeah. But I totally agree with Nicole that at some point in time, it might be needed, and when it's needed, it would be nice to have. I think that also ties into what I was saying about autonomy as well, and us being able to initiate a particular investigation based on the COB's terms instead of having to orient ourselves in a way that we're requesting information from other bodies and we're dependent upon their goodwill or their willingness to disclose information to us, because the goal is to do a thorough investigation in order to make a decision.
Heather, are you an attorney?
Yes.
I had this. I'm sorry that I didn't know that. I should have known that coming up. Well, let me put that same question to you. I think from your perspective, maybe your impression about the subpoena power would be very enlightening.
It would be nice to have subpoena power. Like everybody said, we haven't needed it yet. Anytime we've requested additional information, they have provided it to us. But I can envision when some of these use of force cases start coming to our office, there may be more information we need that they don't want to disclose. And like Nicole said, we've already had an issue getting Garrity statements. And they did file an injunction against us to prevent us from even hearing statements officers made. And you know, the other issue I think some people have with the board is what we're permitted to disclose, because it is an employee-related file. We are very limited as to the information that we can disclose on how we make our decision, the reasoning behind our decision, why it is we agree or disagree with the Internal Affairs Division. And for transparency purposes, it would be nice if we could explain to the public a little more on how we've reached our conclusions, but unfortunately we just can't at this point.
Nicole, if you reach the point where you feel that you do have to have this power, where do you go to try to acquire it?
We have support from the community. We have people from the community, activists in the community that attend all of our board meetings, and they're very supportive of where we are in the process and where we're going in the process, and they are pushing to ensure that we can do our jobs productively, fair, unbiased, with all the facts and evidence that we need to do the job effectively.
We have a tweet here. I have to take a break, but I'll get this in first from Annie, who writes, "You need to have subpoena power before the need arises. Otherwise, it will be too late for that case."
I agree.
I agree as well.
I agree. Okay, let's take that break now. We'll come back, and we're talking about the Civilian Oversight Board in the city of St. Louis, and we have key members of that board with us. Nicole Barton is the executive director. Board members Heather Hyland and Aaron Banks also with us in studio. If you'd like to get into the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org or send us a tweet at STL on air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. And welcome back. Well, we have a headline there that relates to what we're talking about here. Kim Gardner wants the ability to investigate, too. Does that get in the way? Do we have too many investigations going on? I mean, should you guys, Nicole, be the driving force behind these investigations into police-involved shootings?
I don't think it's too many investigations. Their role in that would be to investigate whether criminal proceedings need to happen. So their role is different than our role is. So if there's, you know, if they believe that there's that the officer acted in a manner that was criminal, they definitely need to have an eye on those cases as well to be able to prosecute cases.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that it comes up all the time in discussions like this is the idea of the police investigating themselves. We have email here. I would like to see the COB investigations removed from the police department's own internal affairs division, because that's exactly what's happening. Aaron, what do you think?
As far as conflicts, I mean, I personally do believe it's really hard to not have some sort of conflict in that particular situation. I know I spoke with many members of internal affairs, and they honestly do believe, though, that they are the members that are best suited to review other police because they understand the culture, they understand what police officers are having to deal with. But I absolutely believe that you need a third party and someone who is just a third party to do that type of review.
Who might that be?
Well, obviously it would be us.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I wanted to clarify.
No, so I believe that we're very well suited to do that, of course.
It sounds to me like you need some fairly significant adjustments. I mean, you're on a kind of a shakedown cruise. You're only 2 years old, so I guess you have to learn as you go along. What do you think, Heather?
Well, we have a lot of examples to go through. Nicole goes to a lot of meetings, and there are a lot of civilian oversight boards throughout the country, and I know she's met with a lot of the people, and they're set up differently. And it may be that once we work this process through a couple years that we change the plan. Now, obviously, we can't change it ourselves. That has to come through the Board of Aldermen. But there are a lot of civilian oversight boards that run independently of their internal affairs division. I know that there are some oversight boards where the board does the investigation. The police department doesn't even do the investigation. And it's just a matter of us as a board seeing what works and making recommendations to our aldermen. Citizens also can, review other civilian boards and make recommendations to their aldermen to produce ordinances to perhaps change our board and how it functions.
You can make, as I understand it, you can make recommendations with regard to policy, operations, and procedures. That gives you a fair amount of clout. Have you made any recommendations along these lines?
Yes, we have.
Such as?
We recently made a recommendation in the last board meeting, actually, to any complaints that come in that were, how do we word that? I'm trying to remember exactly how we worded that. So we just literally met last week and we made a recommendation that.
For the three, is that what that particular issue?
Yes.
Okay.
So it had to do with use of force, and we actually recommended that anyone who is affected by a taser, if they are tased three or more times, regardless of the seconds, that they would be taken to the hospital for evaluation. So currently, policy says if they're tased we made a recommendation if they're tased three or less times, three times, regardless of the seconds. So their current policy says if they're tased three or more, with 5 second bursts, they could go, as long as they didn't go over the three, they could go to the Justice Center and be evaluated by the nurse at the Justice Center. But we're just asking that at three times, no matter if it's just 5 seconds each or it goes over 5 seconds, that they would be taken to the hospital for evaluation just to ensure the safety of the person.
But it is merely a recommendation. It is not, the department is not obligated to accept that recommendation.
Correct.
Right. Are there other use of force issues that you've, recommendations that you make? Because that's the big issue today, obviously. It's being talked about all over the country. Heather?
I don't believe we've had...
We've made one more.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what that was.
That if there, so officers have discretion writing police reports in some situations, which they should have. We made a recommendation previously also that if there's a call out where someone was injured, even by another party, that they would write a report to document the injury, even if no arrests were made.
Are you seeing anything going on with the most recent demonstrations that gives you cause for concern? I mean, the police department is being sued, the city's being sued. a lot of stuff going on that that has people quite upset. Aaron?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, I don't know if we have much to comment on as far as the police department and lawsuits, but one thing as far as the COB is concerned that I've really noticed and is I'd really like to see changes that we're not seeing any complaints being filed around this yet. So as of now, and Nicole, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there have been zero complaints filed as a result of any of the recent actions.
Do you have to have a complaint filed before you can take any action yourself and make any recommendations or use your own initiative?
Our ordinance allows us to be able to make recommendations.
Regardless of whether you have a complaint.
Correct. Okay. But we don't have the power or authority to investigate or review complaints without a complaint being filed.
Is that something you'd like to have?
Well, if anybody feels that they've had their rights violated or that they have encountered misconduct, we certainly encourage them to come and file a complaint with our office.
But would you like to have the ability to investigate without a complaint having been filed?
If there are some allegations that we need to investigate without a complaint, that would be helpful for us to be able to just look. Of course, there's lots and lots of video footage out there, and we can't comment on anything that may be currently under investigation right now. But if somebody had some concerns and they just wanted us to maybe just view a video, even without a complaint being filed, it would be nice for us to be able to look into it.
You agree, Aaron? You're nodding. And Heather, you?
I agree. And I think also that sort of would tie into the subpoena power argument as well, and right. that would go hand in hand.
Sure. Yeah. We have a tweet here I'd like to get your response to from Emily. She says, I was recently assaulted by a well-known sergeant but came into contact with him, enough that I'm concerned about retaliation and certainly don't trust the police department not to condone retaliation, especially based on their recent violent behavior. How can the COB address an issue like this?
She should definitely come to us and talk to us about her concerns and what happened to her so that we can look into the complaint. And we would report any such retaliation directly to the department heads. That's not condoned by the department or the city.
And if any time we feel like the IED is not doing their job and is not properly investigating a complaint and we don't agree with their findings, we do have the power to institute our own investigation after their investigation is completed.
Is the COB subject to a lawsuit now? It seems to me I read that they're police officers complaining.
The only one we know of has been concluded, and that was regarding police officer statements.
And how was that concluded? Whose satisfaction?
to our satisfaction.
Okay, well, I know one of the reasons that you're here today is because you want to make sure that people understand the process for filing a complaint. So let's make sure that we've alluded to it, but Nicole, why don't you start? If I have a complaint, what do I do?
We highly encourage people to come to our office, which is located at 1520 Market Street, room 4029. We like to try to talk to everyone so that they can understand the process thoroughly. They understand what we do. It's a requirement that I have of my staff to maintain contact with the complainants through the entire process, even when it's still under investigation with Internal Affairs Division. They can go online to the St. Louis City website, go to the department's Civilian Oversight Board, and we have a link to the complaint form. They're welcome to download that, fill it out, mail it into us. They can hand bring it into us. You can also pick up a complaint form at North Patrol, South Patrol, Central Patrol, or the Department of Public Safety. And our phone number is 314-657-1600.
We'll put that information on our website, by the way, so people can take advantage of that information there at stlpublicradio.org. I'm not sure where I want to go with this, but in terms of Aaron, what you're finding, what you're learning during the short time that you've been on the board, how would you define that and maybe what has surprised you?
Well, one thing that surprised me is how little publication or how little people know about the actual organization itself. It's been a bit frustrating at times, actually. So This is, of course, is a big help because we really just want to get the word out. Because I've been to several town hall meetings in the last few weeks alone, and when you say COB or Civilian Oversight Board, people say, what? What is that? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, wow, you didn't know this existed? Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. And the other big thing that I want to point out is that it's important to, as Nicole said earlier, you want to definitely file the joint civilian complaint form. You can do that at a police office, or you can do that at 1520 Market Street at the COB's offices. So it's important to realize that if you don't do that, then we probably won't have access to that complaint. And we mm-hmm. want to make sure that we have the ability to review it as well as internal affairs.
Heather, what about you? What have you learned, or what surprises have you had in your 2 years plus?
I've probably had no surprises, probably my line of work. I think I've seen just about everything. But it would be nice if we were set up to be transparent, and it would be nice if we could be a little more transparent than we're permitted to be. I understand laws relating to employment records and employee misconduct, and we can't disclose everything. But I think to satisfy citizens' need to know what's happening in their cases and what's happening in general with our work, it would be nice if we could be a little more transparent than we are permitted to be right now.
Well, then you've got to go to the Board of Aldermen and shake the tree, right?
Right. And probably the state legislature.
Right.
All right. Final thought from you, Nicole, before we have to end this?
We just thank you for allowing us to be here today and to give an overview of what the Civilian Oversight Board does and to educate the public on how they can file a complaint with our office. And we're here to try to bridge the gap between the community and our police department. We want people to be able to trust the police department. They are out there risking their lives every day. I do believe that a good majority of officers have good moral and ethical values, and they are working hard. And I believe that the department doesn't want officers out there behaving badly, because mm-hmm. it makes them look bad as well. So we're here to work. We're all here for the same reason. We want to see the public be able to trust the department again, and we want them to have the highest moral, ethical standards and work together well to make sure that this process is here for what the people created us for.
You just said you want people to trust the department again. Are you suggesting that there's a level of mistrust at this point?
I believe a lot of people do not trust the current system as it is.
Right. One final thought from me. I just got very quick reaction from you. I'm leaving this conversation with the sense that you folks could use a little more muscle in your operation. Is that, Aaron, you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that.
Nicole?
Yes, I agree.
Heather?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting conversation. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Don.
You.
Nicole Barton, thank you. The head of this operation, the Civilian Oversight Board, and board members Heather Hyland and Aaron Banks. Appreciate your being here and being so candid. I appreciate that. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.